September 11, 1910. Jesus wants love, truth, and rectitude from souls. A soul perfectly united to the divine will makes mercy win over justice. Continuing in my usual state, it seemed that the confessor put the intention of making me suffer the crucifixion. After some hardships, benign Jesus concurred a little, and told me, "My daughter, because of the world I cannot take any more. Many move me to indignation, and snatch scourges from my hands by force." And while he was saying this, there seemed to be a pouring rain that was causing damage to the vineyards. Then I prayed for the confessor, who seemed to be there present. I wanted to take his hands, to have him touched by Jesus, and it seemed that Jesus did it. I prayed him to tell what he wanted from Father, and Jesus said to him, "I want love, truth, and rectitude. That which renders man most dissimilar from me is not being armed with these prerogatives." And as he said, "love," he seemed to seal all of his members, his heart, his intelligence, with love. Oh, how good is Jesus! Then afterwards, having told Father what I wrote on the 9th, I remained doubtful, and I said to myself, "How I wish I would not have to write these things. If it is true that Jesus suspends the scourge to content me, or if it is my fantasy." And Jesus told me, "My daughter, justice and mercy are in a continuous fight, and the victories of mercy are more than those of justice. Now, when a soul is perfectly united with my will, she takes part in my actions ad extra, and as she satisfies with her sufferings, mercy obtains its most beautiful victories over justice. And since I delight in crowning all of my attributes with mercy, even justice itself, in seeing myself being importuned by the soul united with me, in order to content her, I surrender to her, because she has surrendered all of her things in my will. This is why I do not come when I do not want to surrender, because I don't trust that I can resist without surrendering. So, what is your doubt?"